أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم تريدون أن تسألوا رسولكم كما سئل موسى من قبل؟ ومن يتبدل الكفر بالإيمان فقد ضل سواء السبيل. In this ayat, Allah explains the 25th evil quality of the Bani Israel, the Jews. Though Allah Ta'ala, is addressing the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly, but making reference to the evil of the Bani Israel, the Jews. And the evil that Allah refers to with regard to them, which we must not repeat and we must not fall prey to, that they kept on questioning the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, especially the Bani Israel of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, who questioned him when they were supposed to slaughter a cow, and they went into details what kind of a cow, young, old, what color, etc., all those details. And on many other occasions also, they kept on questioning, and they opposed the Nabi also. When they were supposed to go for jihad, they said, "Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila." You and your Allah go, we will sit here. Various ways, the people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that Allah Ta'ala should send a dastarkhan of food from the heavens for them. So they kept on asking their Nabi all different types of questions and requests they kept on making. So Allah says to this ummah that you don't be such. You accept what you are told, don't go into this questioning and going into all discussions, etc. You do what you have to do. Consequently, we see on the occasion of the Battle of Badr, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had left Madinatul Munawwara, not with the intention of jihad, but when finally the time came and they had to decide whether they're going for jihad or not, and that was what Allah wanted also, and it was the desire of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also with regard to the Quraysh, the Kuffar of Makkah. At that time, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked the Sahaba, quite a few of them, especially what is famous of Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "Oh Allah's Nabi, you don't have to ask us. Whatever you tell us, we are prepared to do. If you are tell us to jump from the top of the mountain down without any thought, forget questioning, we will do that. If you ask us to plunge ourselves into the seas without any thought, without any questioning, we will do that." So that is the attitude that Allah Ta'ala requires of us. And Allah refers to that the commands of Allah, accept them wholeheartedly. Don't go into this questioning, etc., discussions, etc. Accept them wholeheartedly and practice upon them. Now we see that soon will be the question of the moon again. And then many of us, it has absolutely nothing to do with us. The Hilal committees, those who will look at the moon and decide, it will be their work. But we will find ourselves engrossed in all this. And we will ask all types of questions with regard to this. With regard to many other matters, we keep on questioning, we keep on discussing it. Allah says, you accept what you are told, and you do what you have to do. Shaitan is that evil enemy and our nafs that makes us get involved in all this unnecessary, harmful discussion. And what we have to be doing, the obeying, making tilawat of Quran, dhikr of Allah, that is put one side. And now we are getting involved, and then not only in the discussions, but then we are finding fault with all various people. And worse, we start finding fault with ulama also. And we are discussing and slandering them, false accusations come out, and we destroy ourselves. The month of Ramadan particularly is here for us to make ourselves, not to destroy ourselves. But we get involved in all this. even worse than that, then not only discussions, but we're sending messages to others also. And we are responding, and everyone giving his view on the matter. Whereas we had to be occupied with the amal of Ramadan, the amal of masajid, etc. But we find ourselves occupied in other things. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ. Kya tum musalman bhi chahte ho ke sawal karo apne rasool se? Oh, you Muslims, do you also now think, are you also contemplating, and you going to ask questions of your rasool? Kama su'ila Musa min qabl. Jaise sawal ho chuke hain Musa se usse pehle. As Musa alayhi salam was questioned by his people almost on any and everything what he told them, they did not accept the question, and they went into hujjat bazi, argument. Let us do it this way. We are not prepared to do it this way. We want this, we don't want that. All the time that was the attitude, so you don't become like that. And Allah warns, if you do that, وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Or جو کوئی کفر لیوے بدلے ایمان کے. And whoever will take kufr in place of iman. All this Allah is referring it to as kufr. That you are not accepting your Nabi. You are arguing with your Nabi. All that is a dangerous thing. Allah has addressed it as the final thing between a matter of kufr and iman. So do you don't fall prey to that, O Muslims. You accept what you are told. When it is verified and established, this is the view of the Quran and Hadith, which the correct ulama have given you, then you accept that. And whoever will now want to follow his own, what he thinks is God, his intellect, and his brains, which are so feeble and so minor, not even bird brain, not even chicken brain. What brains have we got in front of the commands of Allah Ta'ala? So a person who will give preference to that, فَقَدْ ظَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ to وَوِحْكَ سِيدِ هِرَاخْ سَي. Then that person has gone astray from the straight path. He has drifted and gone totally astray. He is gone in the wrong path. So we are taught that we must submit. We don't ask questions about anything, about having permission to have four wives, etc. It's Allah's command. Capital punishment of cutting hands, etc., stoning to death, it's Allah's command, we accept it. We don't question, and in fact we don't have a second thought about that. And the more stronger the iman of a person is, the more wholeheartedly, wholesomely he accepts whatever Allah has decreed, our Rasul has told us, we accept it wholeheartedly. We don't think that we are in a modern Western world, and we don't think that we have to have life according to our whims and fancies, live our life as we want to, and we find fault in Shariat, we find fault in the commands of Allah, that is dangerous. We must submit wholly. We are weak, where we falter, we ask for forgiveness. We accept our mistake, I am wrong, and we ask for forgiveness from Allah, and we endeavor and strive to fulfill all the commands of Allah according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq and do the right thing at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana.